This week, we'll be exploring the nuts and bolts of affordable housing in Austin. It's a series we're calling Under One Roof, Affordable Housing 101. KUT's Matt Largie joins us now to talk about it. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer.
So let's begin with a really simple question. What is affordable housing?
Okay. Affordable housing is basically apartments or homes that are rented or sold below market rates. Most are rented, and those rents are determined by a family's size and income. We're focusing in this series mostly on affordable housing developed by nonprofits, many of which use some kind of public money to get these units built or rehabbed.
So why are we looking at affordable housing now?
Well, household affordability in general is obviously a huge topic in Austin as housing prices go up and up and up. But transportation, food, and other costs are also relevant in there as well. And that's a super complicated formula that honestly is well beyond the scope of what we're trying to do in this series. But, you know, it was really after the election in November that this moved up the city's agenda. You might remember that the only bond out of the seven on the ballot in November that was rejected was the one for affordable housing. That was Prop 15. And some of us around here, like I think a lot of people in the affordable housing world, were wondering why that one.
When you put something on the ballot that's about, you know, open space acquisition or parks or libraries, people understand what a library is and they use the library, and people understand what a park is and they love parks.
Yeah, that's Mandy DeMayo. She works for Housing Works Austin, and that's an affordable housing advocacy group. They did some polling after the election, and what they found was on the affordable housing question, voters didn't really understand what it was about.
Not even a misconception, but just a complete lack of information. Nobody knew, why would I put $78.3 million in housing? What housing? Who is this for? Who is it benefiting? How does it work?
Now, that probably wasn't the only reason. Plenty of people, no doubt, were informed and voted against the bond for other reasons. But some of us here at KUT realized, you know, we didn't really know the answers to any of those questions either. You know, who is this for? How does it work?
And now we're seeing a campaign to get an affordable housing bond on the ballot again this November.
Exactly. And that's why we think this is critically important for people, including ourselves, to know more about how we do affordable housing here.
So it's a big topic, obviously. How are you going to approach it?
So we tried to break it down into its component parts. We're going to do this in four sections. Tomorrow, we're going to start with what we're calling the users. So who uses affordable housing in Austin. On Wednesday, we're going to look at the developers. Those are the people building affordable housing. We'll get into some of the logistics and the challenges of trying to build more. On Thursday, we're going to dig into one of those challenges in particular. That's the money. Funding is very scarce for these projects, and most of it comes from just a few sources. We'll get into that. And finally, on Friday, we'll step into the politics. There are lots of differences, even within the affordable housing industry, about just how the city should be approaching this from a policy perspective. We'll hear from some of the different sides to wrap up the series. So we're trying to tie all these different strands together and try to get answers to these big questions in a single place, you know, under one roof. See what we did there?
Yes, I do. Yes, very clever. Now, we also want to hear from people listening as the series is progressing, right?
Yes, absolutely. I personally have no doubt that people are going to be asking, why didn't you look at this aspect or why didn't you look at that aspect? Affordable housing is incredibly complex, and there are a million angles we could look at. And we want to continue exploring this over the coming months. So please, we want people to email us, news@kut.org. Comment on these stories on our Facebook page. Hit us up on Twitter. We're at KUT News. This is a conversation we want to keep up beyond this week.
KUT's Matt Largie. Thanks.
Sure thing.
Our series, Under One Roof, Affordable Housing 101, starts tomorrow here on Morning Edition on KUT 90.5.